And talking of water, Brad Abbott, the owner of Aqua Maintenance, has built a waterfall he is very proud of in his own back garden. Here's Sam to tell you about Barry's very own Niagara Falls.
Slowly, we're getting back to our daily lives. And with the vaccination and more testing available, there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I think we'll all look back at 2020 with mixed emotions. I know I will. The stresses of keeping a business going and the worries about your family's health through a pandemic versus unexpected moments of joy, such as meeting a friend who you haven't seen for months for coffee in your garden, or, at last, a hug from your grandchildren. My silver lining of the first lockdown was having the chance to work on my pond. Now, I've always referred to it as the mechanic's car or the decorator's front room. When you spent all day working on a pond, you get home dirty and tired. And so the last thing you want to do is, well, work on a pond. However, my wife had begun gently reminding me that I had promised her a waterfall. Now, this was going to be my opportunity to turn a thrown-together pond into something I'm not embarrassed to show the world. Frequently, when talking to prospective clients about waterfall construction, I hear a familiar phrase, "I don't want Niagara Falls." My wife, however, said, "You know, most people don't want fast and loud waterfalls. Well, I do." And as we stood in the area that was to be the waterfall space, overtaken by stingy nettles and dandelions, I scratched my head. At the time, builders' merchants weren't open. It seemed a near impossible task. But, challenged by my wife to construct a waterfall with only the materials I had to hand, well, I couldn't back down. And thankfully, my son was on hand to help shift some of the larger rocks. Day after day, I plodded on, finding new ways and inventing others to turn a scrap piece of liner and a pile of York stone rocks into something aesthetically pleasing. And having cleared the area and started construction, my wife would periodically turn up with a cuppa or a sandwich. While handing over my hard-earned lunch, she would generally say something like, I've changed my mind. I want the bottom pull bigger. Or some other random critique. Quite honestly, even the RHS show judges seemed more forgiving. However, after a few days, the criticism faded and was replaced by the odd nod of approval. And once I turned on the pumps, all doubt had gone. It was all worth it to see her smile at the waterfall she had always wanted. And now, a year on and settled in, our waterfall provides essential habitat for our local wildlife. We have hundreds of honeybees drinking from the waterfall in the summer, providing a vital source of fresh drinking water for all wild mammals and invertebrates.
Thanks, Sam. And I'm sure Brad is very proud of his achievement.